It's Morning Edition. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The special master in charge of settlement talks in the court case over Rhode Island's pension overhaul announced yesterday that most of the unions involved in the case have agreed to settle. The agreement would cover roughly 60,000 employees and retirees. Here to explain just what we do know about the settlement deal is Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis. Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So, Ian, what can you tell us about what the state and the unions have hammered out in this deal?
Well, I think the big takeaway is that it looks like this settlement is moving forward. Judge Taft Carter, who has presided over this process in Superior Court, accepted the report from the special master, former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Frank Williams, and the process seems to be on track. There are still some I's to be dotted and some T's to be crossed. The General Assembly needs to approve it. The judge, we would think, needs to offer some sort of final approval, and she set a May 18th deadline.
And the settlement itself is covered by a gag order that the judge in this case imposed on the parties, but some details have leaked out. What do we know right now?
Well, we know that the added cost for taxpayers would be roughly about $32 million a year. That's according to a document from the state's actuary that was released yesterday by Governor Raimondo and Treasurer Seth Magaziner. It had previously been disclosed by the Providence Journal, which had obtained a leaked copy of it, but that shows the added hit for taxpayers from the sweeteners as part of this pension settlement.
If this settlement gains approval, it would end at least part of the lawsuit over the 2011 pension overhaul, but not the whole thing. Who exactly is covered by the agreement and who is not covered?
Well, as explained in court yesterday by the Special Master Frank Williams, the agreement encompasses about 60,000 current state employees and retirees, and he contrasted that with about 800 police and firefighters, part of groups who did not agree with the settlement.
Ian, Governor Gina Raimondo says this settlement is good for the state because it provides financial stability, even if it does walk back some parts of the initial pension cutbacks. But no one from the public has been able to scrutinize the details of this deal. Are we just supposed to take her word for it?
Well, you raise a great question, Elizabeth. We in the media like openness. We like transparency. We like being able to get details. And there are quite a few people who think that this process and the gag order and the secrecy about it is pretty outrageous. I don't think we've heard from Superior Court Judge Sarah Taft Carter on why she imposed the gag order. She's certainly a very bright woman, and she probably, in her own mind, has good reasons for imposing this gag order. Whether we'll eventually hear about that, who knows? But you make a great point. This is the taxpayers' money, after all. It's taxpayer money that has paid for Frank Williams, the special master in the case. And this process has taken place largely out of view. To play devil's advocate, one might argue that trying to hammer out this sort of agreement in a public setting would be near impossible. But you can also argue, conversely, that this process has been too closed.
Of course, at some point, the General Assembly does need to vote on this deal.
Well, Governor Raimondo and Treasurer Seth Magaziner did release some details about the terms of the settlement yesterday. As we expected from earlier leaks, the terms of the settlement include some modest improvements in increasing the frequency of cost of living adjustments for people in the pension program and slightly lower retirement ages. The governor said that the latest settlement will preserve about 90% of the savings from the 2011 overhaul. That's down about 5% from the overhaul that was narrowly rejected last year, which was described at the time as something that would preserve about 95% of the savings from the 2011 overhaul.
And Ian, the judge in the case, Sarah Taft Carter, has set a timeline for the settlement to move forward. What needs to happen for this all to be finalized?
Well, the ultimate deadline is May 18th. There needs to be approval from the General Assembly. We heard from House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello yesterday, one of the state's most powerful officials, that he thinks the settlement is a good thing, although he has yet to see the specifics. He said the House of Representatives has not yet put in place a timetable for reviewing the proposed settlement. But I would think there's a lot of momentum behind this deal right now. And the judge scheduled a series of updates for her. She vacated the trial date of April 20th that had been scheduled and held out the possibility that if it really goes off the rails, a trial could be put back in place. But the main deadline right now is May 18th.
Any chance the police and fire groups who didn't ratify the settlement deal might be brought into it?
Yeah, I think that's certainly the aim of the special master, Frank Williams, and the extent that any litigation can be avoided, I think the state would like to see that. And there might be some collective peer pressure with the overwhelming number of public employees and retirees backing a settlement. There might be some not-so-subtle pressure there for other union members to accept the settlement.
What was the overall mood in the courtroom when this deal was announced?
There was a virtual flotilla of lawyers, close to 30 lawyers. I think there was a lot of anticipation among people who've been following this process closely, including myself, that we were going to see a settlement yesterday. And there was kind of an aha, here it is. And there was a little bit of an initial confusion, too, because it was certain that a settlement was being presented, but it was immediately unclear whether Judge Taft Carter had approved it or whether her final signing off on the deal will come later in the process.
And finally, what kind of reaction are you hearing to this settlement deal?
Well, I think that depends. Certainly, there's no small amount of pain for some public employees who are very bitter due to how pension benefits that they have been promised have been affected. On the other hand, the state had a really ominous long-term unfunded bill for its pension program, about $9 billion. That's now down to about $5 billion. $5 billion is certainly a lot of money, but it's far less than $9 billion. And as we know, the pension overhaul of 2011 did play a major role in Gina Raimondo's rise to political fame. She was then the state treasurer and now obviously our governor, and she would like to put a ribbon on this pension conflict and end it.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.